If it isn't record heat, it's the skewed polar vortex. Seems like our weather here in the U.S. and around the world is getting more and more out of whack. And a lot of people are blaming climate change. The relationship between climate and weather is immensely complex. But the growing scientific consensus is basically that, yes, climate change is already messing up the weather. Yes, it's going to get worse. And yes, it's mostly our fault. Bill McKibben is one of the leading American voices in the grassroots movement to fight climate change. He's inspired thousands of young people through his writing and activism, and he says he's grown increasingly disenchanted with the man many of those same people once put a lot of faith in, Barack Obama. So, Bill, you recently wrote a piece in Rolling Stone in which you basically say you've given up on Obama in terms of making a real difference on climate change. Why?
Well, I don't know if giving up is quite the right word. We've got 3 more years of the Obama administration, and one hopes that they will do a lot more than they've done. And they have done a couple of good things. But you know, the main thing that's happened is the Obama administration has helped foster a huge expansion in gas and oil drilling and in exporting of coal out of this country. And the truth about climate change is there's no way we can possibly control it if we dig up coal and gas and oil and burn it.
I mean, as you said, there are some achievements on Obama's watch. U.S. emissions are down. Vehicle fuel efficiency has been ordered to be doubled. Renewables have gone up. I mean, politics and policy at the presidential level are so complicated. How realistic do you think in these remaining 3 years that Obama could be doing more than he is?
Well, it depends on how much he wants to bring it, you know. The fact that he's better on this stuff than George Bush, it's a pretty low bar. And at any rate, the point is not to be better than George Bush. The point is to be as good as what physics demands, and what physics demands is an all-out effort.
Now, in your Rolling Stone article, you mention one specific campaign speech Obama gave in Oklahoma in 2012. And this is Oklahoma. It's kind of oil central. But when you listen to this, it does kind of sound like a Republican president.
Over the last 3 years, I've directed my administration to open up millions of acres for gas and oil exploration across 23 different states. We're opening up more than 75% of our potential oil resources offshore. We've quadrupled the number of operating rigs to a record high. We've added enough new oil and gas pipeline to encircle the earth and then some.
So, Bill McKibben, we should say that the president did precede those comments by saying that all this production has made the U.S. less dependent on foreign oil, which, of course, was one of the big lessons of 9/11, that our dependence on foreign oil has gotten the U.S. into a lot of trouble over the years.
Look, I think there's no doubt that the biggest security challenge we face is what's happening with the planet's climate. And it's not me who's saying that. The head of the American military's Pacific Command, Admiral Locklear, he said, this is the thing, not terrorism, not anything else that has us tearing our hair out. The instability that's going to come as we dramatically alter the way the climate works.
Let me turn for a moment to your own work and life as a climate activist. And after starting out as a journalist, that's really what you've become. What do you do at a local and personal level to fight climate change? I mean, what are the big changes you've made in your life since writing The End of Nature 25 years ago?
Oh, well, you know, if you came to my house, I'm pretty green. I've got solar panels all over the roof and the first electric Ford car in the state of Vermont and all of that. But frankly, I don't try to fool myself that that's what's solving climate change. This is a structural and systemic problem, and it'll be solved if and when structures and systems are changed. Most importantly, if and when we put a serious price on carbon to reflect the damage it does in the atmosphere. That means breaking the power of the fossil fuel industry. That means building movements. That means, in my case, that I spend more time than I want to on airplanes.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, because you travel a lot.
I travel way too much. And if I thought that my flying or anybody else's was going to make the difference between the climate warming or not, I guess that's what I'd spend all my time focused on. But in fact, the problem we face comes from the fact that this industry alone gets to pour its pollution into the atmosphere for nothing. They get to put out their garbage for free. And as long as that continues to happen, we have no chance. We're not going to win this one light bulb, one airplane seat at a time. We're going to win it, if we win it at all, by standing up to the power of those guys and beating them politically. We can change in all kinds of ways, but we'll do it when we win these political fights.
Bill McKibben, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Marco.